Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to make a quick video about a strategy to get churches started in unreceptive countries. And when I'm talking about unreceptive countries, I'm basically talking about areas where there is no good church at this time, and you know, it really doesn't look like, you know, there's a church going to be started anytime soon, and there's not really a whole lot of soul winning going on. And I made an earlier video that I'm going to link below in this video that talks about how to you know, get people saved in unreceptive countries. But the key to getting churches started in unreceptive countries kind of springboards off of that. Now, during the Red Hawk Preaching Conference in 2018, Pastor Aaron Thompson preached a great sermon where he's talking about soul winning. And he was talking about that in Vancouver, Washington, they had a group established that would meet together for soul winning on the weekends all the time. They'd go soul winning all the time, and they didn't really have a church that was sending them or was fully on board with what they believed and what they taught and what they were doing. But because they were faithful with that, I believe God blessed them with an eventual church plant. The Verity Baptist Church planted the church, Verity Baptist Church Vancouver, which is now Sure Foundation Baptist Church. And what he said basically is that if you want a church started in your area, make sure you're zealous soul winning, and you know, God's going to look down and he's going to bless that area with a great church. And that's what I believe. You know, I agree with that, that it's just common sense that that's what God's going to do. That if you have an area where there's a lot of soul winners, God's going to bless that area with a great church eventually, because that's a church that needs it. There's people waiting for it, they're asking for it, they're praying about it. I believe God's going to bless that area then. We've seen that in the Philippines with some great churches getting started in Mindanao and Visayas and in Luzon as well. And you know, honestly, there's a lot more places in the Philippines where there could eventually be great churches started. There's a lot of soul winners throughout, you know, the country, people that love the Lord and are listening to all these sermons. Obviously, there's a demand for churches everywhere. But if you live in some of these unreceptive countries, I would not just give up hope and say, man, I'm doomed to just listen to internet preaching my whole life. What I would say is first be dedicated to soul winning and try to congregate with maybe a few other people that are listening to the sermons if you can find them, and pray about that, and hopefully God will bless you with that. And you know, eventually as you go soul winning, I believe it's basically about supply and demand. That if somebody's looking to be a foreign missionary, then you know, maybe they might choose that area to start a church because they see, wow, I'm going to have people from day one. Now, I'm not saying that this is a guarantee it's going to happen just because there's soul winners in certain areas. I understand a lot of the laws might need to change in certain countries. I understand being a missionary is not necessarily easy in terms of just moving to another country. There's various legality issues. But what I am saying is that, you know, if God looks down at a certain area and sees that there's a group of people going soul winning every single week that love the Lord, I believe God's going to look down at that area and bless, just like he did in Verity, Vancouver, you know, which became Sure Foundation. He saw a group of people that wanted to serve, you know, the Lord. They wanted to serve God. They went soul winning all the time. And God said, I'm going to bless that area with a great church. And if you're in one of these areas, and even if you're not in an unreceptive country, if you're in an area in the United States or an area in the Philippines and you say, man, I'd love to have a church in my area, well, first, be very dedicated to serving the Lord. Have great soul winning happening in that area, and I believe God's going to look down and say, you know what? There's an area where we need a great church. But don't lose hope and just say, hey, I'm just going to throw in the towel and just going to resign myself to my whole life just listening to internet preaching, never get anybody saved, never have a great church. You know, I wouldn't give up hope. I would pray about it and, you know, do everything you can. Be dedicated to soul winning. Pray to God that he'll bless you with a couple friends maybe that love the Lord and want to go soul winning. And eventually, as you're serving the Lord and you're going soul winning all the time, I believe eventually God can bless that area and will bless that area with a great church. Anyways, I hope this was an encouragement to you if you live in one of those areas where you do not have a good church. I would just encourage you to do your part, and you know, eventually God is going to bless. Thank you, and God bless.